Maybe that's a huge 3 points here at Windsor Park today.
Yeah, important 3 points. Glenavon, as they normally do, they make it difficult. They're hard to play against, certainly now. And we've seen the last four games that they've been more than well in the games and probably should have had a few more points. So pleased with the 3 points, pleased with the clean sheet again. And we move on.
Stevie Fallon, lovely goal for the opener that broke down that stubborn defence.
Yeah, and again, it was an important one that the midfielders do get goals for us going forward. Jamie, Kyle, Bastian. Big 3 points, big goal at the time. And again, you know, they showed a wee bit of composure to, it might have been one of them where you're sort of thinking, is he offside when he's run through, to sort of make a mistake on it. But thankfully, he got the right contact on it, made the right decision, and gave us the lead in the game.
And the second goal was just as important to kill the game off, wasn't it? Because 1-0 is precarious. You know, it was great for Shane to get that first goal of the season.
Yeah, great for Shane. You know, he's come back. He played 90 minutes for the 21s in Ukraine on Tuesday, and he didn't get back till late Wednesday. So you need to be wary of certainly the travel and whatever else, restrictions. But thankfully, Shane came in, got a big goal for us. It was a scrappy goal, and it's important. I've spoke to, you know, the Kirks and Shanes and Navs and people like Andy, to be in around the 6-yard box, because you never know when the ball's going to sort of slip and be there for you to tap it in. And thankfully, Shane was there to do that today.
And great to see the skipper come off the bench for another appearance there at the end.
Yeah, again, you know, we needed to sort of, we were in a sort of position of sort of when we got the couple of goals, and you're sort of thinking, well, what do you do? And we had already brought Shane and Chris Dillon to give us the pace and the legs. But it's important that you have somebody, and the bench is strong today. There's players maybe not in and around the squad today also, but when you look around and you see the strength of the bench today, it's always pleasing.
And the stand-in skipper today, Jimmy Callagher, 250 games for him. We had Mark Hockey 200 last week, Jimmy today 250. It's great to have that experience at the back, isn't it?
Yeah, congratulated Jimmy. I forgot before the game last week that Hawks had made us 200, but I thanked him and praised him after the game, and we sort of made a little sort of gesture at it. And again, Jimmy, it's important that you have the experience, and we've players like Hockey and Callagher, Waterworth, Miller, Quinn, Clark,
Stafford,
all the boys that have been here since my time, and it's important that I lean on them at times. They lean on me with sort of different things, and you know, we have a good relationship to keep trying the main goal is always to keep trying to improve the performance, to improve the club, to keep moving us forward, because other clubs are making it difficult for us.
And Stevie Fallon, man of the match today, he got the Player of the Year trophy for last season. He's really grown into a real standout quality Linfield midfielder now, isn't he?
I think anybody who's seen the game today, I thought Stevie's performance was outstanding. Sometimes I could be a wee bit biased with, you know, some of our younger players that we have in and around the Kyles. I thought they were outstanding last week. But I thought Stevie, personally, individually today, was a standout with what he had to do, his goal, his all-round performance, his energy. And again, it's a great yardstick for me to use with some of the younger players if they're patient. And if you recall, sort of 4 or 5 years ago, there was probably a lot of question marks. And Stevie Fallon's, you know, he's small, he's petite, he's maybe not physically ready to play in a league like this. But over time, he's not only gained experience, he's improved himself. He's physically, he's stronger. And you can see him now, he goes the whole way for 90 minutes, and he gives us a huge, huge performance platform to go and play on. If Stevie plays well, it's again, if our midfielders play well, you know, the Kyles and the Jamies and the Bastians, it gives you a huge foothold in the game.
And a big mention for Chris Jones, because I think it was nil each when he made a standout save. You know, boy was straight through, and he got a real strong hand to it. Yeah, that looked like a certain goal at the time.
Yeah, he made, I think we were leading possibly at the time. And again, it's important that you're not always going to be at your best. I don't think we were anywhere near what we could play at today. But it's important, if you are leading the game 1-0 or 2-0, that you always have a goalkeeper of the standard and the quality of the Chris. And anything that Chris had to do today, he done it well. I was delighted for him last week. He took a wee bit of stick in and around the sort of locals in and around Coleraine last week. But, you know, that's two clean sheets in a row, and that'll only build even more confidence for the quality of goalkeeper that Chris is.
Come thick and fast. We've had Glenavon today. We have Glentoran coming up here at Windsor Park on Tuesday. Doesn't need any motivation for that game, does it?
Absolutely not. I wish we were playing tomorrow, Andy, to be honest. It's a game that we all relish as a football club. Both sides of the city relish as a football club. So we look forward to it at the minute. They haven't played today. We'll assess where we are with players and bodies and fitness on Monday in preparation for Tuesday. But, you know, Glentoran at home. And they don't come any bigger, certainly for me personally. I know what it means to the supporters who won't be there, the people who will be here on Tuesday. So it's important that we prepare our minds physically, mentally for a big game.
Well done today, and obviously all the very best for a huge game again here at Windsor Park on Tuesday night.
Cheers, Andy.